Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
A vision for the next generation. We are building the next generation church. We're not building a church for us, but we are building a church for the next generation. God calls every generation to intentionally pass on faith to the next. I'm going to say this again. God calls every generation to intentionally pass on faith to the next generation. A church that fails to disciple the next generation risks losing its spiritual legacy. A church that fails to disciple the next generation risks losing its spiritual legacy. Let me tell you this morning, faith was never meant to stop with us. I'm going to repeat myself here. Faith was never meant to stop with us. It is a sacred trust to be shared. It is a secret trust to be shared from one generation. One generation tell the next of God's mighty acts, His faithfulness, and His love. Our responsibility is not only to know God personally, but to help the next generation know Him, love Him, and follow Him. That's the church. Church is not meant for us to come and be happy. Church is more than that. There's a vision that all of us have, and we must know it. Let's go to the Word of God this morning. In Proverbs 29, verse 18. Let's look there. The Word of God says, where there is what? No revelation, people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keep the law. In other words, another translation says, where there is no vision, the people perish. They perish. Because they have no revelation, has no knowledge. So we here at Living Word embrace the knowledge of God through His Word. That's why it's not a fancy name, Living Word. It's the Word of God. The Bible says the Word is what? Living. It is active. It is what? Sharper than any two-edged sword. So Living Word encompasses God's Word. And we says we are the Living Word. Or the Living Word Church. The next generation. Because the Word is always going to live. The Word of God will always live. It's going to live on from one generation to the next generation. And so our job this morning is to make sure that the next generation is taught and discipled in the Word of God. In Psalms 78, verse 4, we will tell the next generation. This is what we're going to do. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. So let's look at it. Because we have a message to tell the next generation. These young ones was up here that was dancing this morning. They are the next generation. They are. And we have a message to tell them. All right? Let's go. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come. Praise. Yes. And the strength of his wonderful works that has done. You got to pass that on. We got to pass that on to our kids. What God has done. He has done great things. Look at the next verse. He has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our father. Oh man, he has established a testimony in our lives. God has established a testimony in our life. Therefore, we have something to pass on to our children. Those who of our parents who were saved, they pass on to us the goodness of God and what God has done. We have a generation right now is lost. A generation of young people that don't see the need to go to church and worship God. We have a generation of young people this morning. Don't tell them anything about church and God. They don't want to hear. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, where have we gone wrong? Where have we missed it? Where have we missed it? Let's look at the next verse here. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, may rise and declare them to their children. That is what church is. Let me disappoint you. You don't come to church to be happy. You don't come to church to get happy, listen to the music, clap and jump around, and then walk through those doors. And do not act on anything. But you come to learn the word of God. You come to have an encounter with God. You cannot bring another generation if you don't have an encounter with God. You cannot bring another generation if you don't have an encounter with God. Every generation needs a fresh encounter with God. Every generation need a what? A fresh encounter with God. Our children have to have their own encounter with God. And it's not going to look like ours. It's not going to look like the way we got it. So we have to be able to embrace and allow them and give them the space to operate. Every true born again living word church is Bible-based. It's what? Bible-based. Rooted in the Word of God. Rooted in Scripture. I pray that this house, that this ministry will truly be a generational church. A church that embraces sound teaching of the Word of God. What we need now, and what those young people are looking for, is sound teaching. Sound Bible teaching of the Word of God. How it works. They want to know how it works. They want to experience the goodness of God. They want to experience the power of God. And we have to take them into that. But you can't give somebody something that you don't have. Let me say that again. You cannot give somebody something that you don't have. We are failing that generation out there because we don't have anything to give them. And they are looking for something. This generation, when we tell them about God, they want to know that the God we're telling them about works. They want to know that God that they can see, that they have to believe by faith, works. So we of ourselves has to be proven that God works. Let me give you an example. Any relay race, if you're going to run a relay race, not one person run it. That's what I call relay. And you got to pass the baton to the next person. And I always watch how this thing line up. They have the one that's going to start first. Got to be equipped. The one that start the race prepares, work hard, they train very well. You just don't pick up somebody and say, you're on this relay team. You got to start the first 50 yards of it. You got to make sure you prepare. You prepare very hard. Like watch relay, and that person who gets running, and they're running their path. They only run their path. If there's 50 yards, they're only going to, they're concerned only over what? 50 yards. They get to that 50 yards and they pass it on. And now they're cheering on. Hallelujah. You don't got it. They are cheering on. They pass it and they're cheering. They're not criticizing. They say, come on, come on, run. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Living Word Church, the next generation church. We build in a generation. Therefore, we also, since we are what? Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is before us. Man, there's a grandstand of overcomer watching us this morning. There's a grandstand of heavenly hosts watching. They have passed the baton to us. And they're saying, come on, run. Wait, every sin that is tripping you up and stopping you from running, we are here cheering you on. Hallelujah. That's what the church is all about. You have to be called. You have to be equipped to run that race. Because when you're called to and equipped to run that race, then you prepare very well. You prepare. We have to train hard. Here's what's wrong. We don't train. We don't train hard. We don't even want to come to Bible study. We don't want to come to Bible study and study. Huh. Bible study, not for me. If you say God is good, okay, then show me what that looked like. If God is good, then I want to know what that looked like. Present your faith. Faith must be taught and modeled and live. Faith must be taught, model, and live. We got to teach it so that we all get it and model it and live it in our daily life. Faith opened the door to God. No one comes to God without faith. Only by faith we can find God, because God is not visible like us. So we got to take an invisible God and make him visible. How? By living him. You ever hear someone says, I can see God in you? That's what it means. When someone can say, I can see God in you. And the reason why that person says that, because they see how you live and how you react. And they know it's not you, because you can't do that. It has to be what? God in you.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.